This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the NRA, National Rifle Association, but if you're looking to own a gun, please register the proper way by getting your mental health screen and going through all the proper channels to register your gun. Please and thank you. And this episode is not brought to you by McDonald's. Don't you dare put your lips on that sh. The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Hey, for the benefit of hindsight, of course it was not the right decision, it was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that. But again, I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can. Hey, when there's an active shooter, the rules change. It's no longer, okay, it's no longer a barricaded subject. You don't have time. You don't worry about outer perimeters. And by the way, Texas embraces active shooter training.
Good day and welcome to another episode of WTFlandia Radio Show. It's your girl, Char Michelle. How are you doing? I hope you're well. I do. I truly hope you're well. I know that there has been a lot of stuff happening in our news cycle over the past 48 hours. One, we've talked about in a podcast just below this one, and that is the unfortunate act of violence perpetuated on children at yet another American school. Now, that's not disturbing enough. 19 of those were children out of 21. And then I realized that as I dug a little further, that this terror happened for, it lasted longer than one might expect. It started around 11 o'clock where this young man walked into the school with a gun. I don't know how he got past the powers that be, but he did. And he stayed in there till about 1 o'clock before they actually, I guess, were to disarm and take out the assailant. And it's just, you know, it's got me thinking. It had me thinking. And it had me... It has me thinking some things that I shouldn't probably be comfortable thinking. But I got questions and they need answers. So let's think out loud. And, he said the assailant was 18 years old. I'm not going to say the kid's name or gender or any of that, because why? I don't need to. It doesn't have really anything to do with anything. What's done is done. The damage is absolutely already done. So here we are, left with questions. So it had me thinking. I collect my thoughts here. It had me thinking a couple of things. Why so long? One, why so long? There were parents in the parking lot. In fact, we're going to hear a couple of sound bites of what took place on May the 25th, 2022, just in case you're listening in the future, and hopefully this problem has been taken care of in the United States, but let's hear what happened.
Officers myself, if they didn't want to go in there, let me borrow a gun and a vest and I'll go in there myself to handle it up. And they told me no.
How does that leave you? Is it a feeling of anger, frustration?
Anger and frustration, especially for the other people that lost their children and they didn't deserve this.
Do you think some of this could have been prevented? Or?
Like I said, I think it could have been prevented if they wouldn't have let them go inside that campus. I told one of the officers.
Y'all can't be like that when there's people.
Yes, I do. Get across the street.
A video live streamed to Facebook on Tuesday suggests that the gunman at Robb Elementary School was inside for at least an hour before he was killed by authorities.
They're all in there. The cops ain't doing shit. But standing outside?
The shooter entered the school armed with a gun at approximately 11:30 a.m. The video live stream begins at 11:54 a.m. It shows frustrated and scared parents shouting at police, trying to enter the building themselves.
6-year-old kids in there, they don't know how to defend themselves from a shooter.
We're parents! Get the out!
Authorities have said that police officers tried to enter the building, but came under fire, and that a tactical unit eventually made its way in and confronted the shooter. They announced at 1:06 p.m. that the shooting was over and that they had the suspect in custody. But the details of what happened in the 90 minutes are still unclear.
Hey, I can't be
refused to participate in the moment of silence. Some people would say, Congressman, you're disrespecting the victims. Why wouldn't you participate in the moment of silence that Congress is holding?
Anywhere else, in a Rotary Club, at a baseball game, do a moment of silence. If you're in the one room where you could start fixing this problem that no other country has, that is resulting in 35,000 or so Americans every single year dying, and what your answer is, let me just stop talking for 10 seconds, oh, by the way, the flag at the top of our building, we're going to drop that down 20 feet, that's negligence. That's not honoring anybody. Honoring the victims would mean we're going to fix this.
And right there, you hear of some of the sound bites of what took place on that dreadful May 25th, 2022 afternoon. It just seems like it just keeps getting worse. Let's just get down to the business. It's getting weird. And now here's a question that I have. So then after we you know, understand that it was 90 minutes of some sort of a standoff? Was it a talk down? What was it in there for 90 minutes? And of course, you know, I can understand that the more people running into a situation like that, the crazier it could get, and more people could have lost lives. So I understand that. But I mean, my goodness, 90 minutes of a standoff. The no one's talking about exactly what happened in there during that 90 minutes, and why it happened, and why that school, and why that situation, and why. It's a lot of whys for me. Now, the gunman was said to have committed these acts with an AR style rifle, right? So what I did is I decided to go ahead and do a little research. I wanted to see with an assault rifle, you know, what those things go for. And so I went to guns.com, where you can go ahead and purchase your guns right there online. Look at that. Battle Arms Development Workhorse Patrol Rifle. $1,300. It even goes down to about $700 for the Diamondback. Springfield, $823, $1,200. And so on and so forth. The least expensive one I have come across on this website is a Smith & Wesson MP 1522 Sport, $458. That could be within a child's chore money price range, couldn't it? I mean, if they saved up. So then the question would be to ask, what style rifle was it? And how much money was this kid getting for chores? Because This seems weird. Is anybody not asking questions about how these children, because most of these, school shootings are happening by the youngsters, what kind of jobs they have? Where are they getting this money to buy this kind of weapon? Are they buying it online? Because according to guns.com, I can buy it online and get it ordered to me. Did they use the parents' credit cards? Paper trail. This is when I want to see it. I want to see that for that reason. I don't want to see it to try to punk, a person in a battle for wits and will about how much money they make. I want to see it to find out where they bought this assault-style rifle to kill 18 livable children. That's what I want to see. How did they get, and not to mention, you've got to have the bullets to go along with that gun. So that's another, can run you another $100 to, at minimal, bullets are going for $50 a cart for 20 of them. Those are single. So the question is, let's be honest here. We have questions, and they need answers. This ain't seeming right. We stopped talking about coronavirus. That thing is apparently gone. We don't know anybody's in the hospital with under a C-19 spell, with the need for a ventilator. Or is it now we cut that off and we're on to the MP? Like, what is happening here? Now, here's one thing I do know about the news and television and media mainstream and all that stuff, is I understand it. I'd like to join it, to be honest. I'd like to do it my way, like this. But I know once we're done with something, we're done. We shut the door on that and we open the door to something else. We're still in the middle of a conference happening up until the 28th. Over in Davos, Switzerland, called the World Economic Forum, where we're talking about tracking and tracing and carbon footprints and telling the people and stockholders in societies and regulating what you can buy and how far out of the zone you can go to buy it. There's a lot of stuff happening right now at that conference in Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum. Just look it up. It's all on the internet. Well, for now, we can still look things up and check it out and see what's just to pique your interest. I want to know what we're looking at. That could be some good stuff happening out there. I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm just saying it's interesting. Could be extremely foretelling about where we're entering into right now. We also have some midterm elections happening, so we could probably be voting for some people that can get control of these gun laws. If you have enough school people shootings, people will scream to get control of guns and lock these guns up and get and until they have none. And then what happens is that when the gun laws pass, and they should have some gun reform in place, there is not a question. It's like the Wild Wild West times Fortnite out there. It's ridiculous. This ain't it, champs. But what happens when you take the guns away from law-abiding citizens? Okay, it's like someone jumping in a car and driving a car without a driver's license. They're breaking the law. It's the same thing. These assailants that are going in, shooting up schools. And I don't know how they're getting these guns, but it's the same thing as getting in a car without a driver's license and driving around, or getting in the car drunk and driving a car. It's those people. What about the rest of the people that are law-abiding, that have taken the test, that have bought their guns on Walmart.com with their own credit cards and had it safely delivered to their homes, and they know how to practice gun safety and register them and blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. Then those guys should keep their guns, right? Because the problem is, and here's what we're looking at right now. If you lived in Canada, then you had the Emergencies Act pulled on you, which meant that the
larger government got control over the citizens and can make decisions based on, well, law and order. Which means your local governments can't really implement anything, can't stop. If they want to come and do whatever they have to do to attain order, is what they're going to do. That's what the Constitution forbade. They forbade a government to be so egotistic, to where they thought, I can make some decisions and the people will be forced to follow them. And so that's why the Constitution put the law in place where citizens can have guns. Sure, there were one shooters back in the day, there's no question. But that's so that the government could be held in check. Because what happens when you become powerful? A lot of people, there's not everybody's like me that thinks, you know, the glass is half full and you should be kind to people and people are mainly good. I'm serious. I truly am one of those people that thinks like that. And then time and time again, I get proven wrong. That people are very evil and people are very power hungry and they're very spiteful and they don't want to see people doing good and they could care less if you live or die. This goes for even their own children, their own family. They don't care because they're just the bottom dwelling soot evil sycophants. You know, there are those people, and I'm getting pissed because it seems like that's what we're dealing with these days. When you can go into a school and then just wipe out some children, you got a problem. It seems to me a whole heck of a lot like a sacrifice. It seems like something is smelling fishy. And when there's smoke, there's fire. And this isn't good. So when they do a press conference and tell us what those 90 minutes looked like inside of that elementary school where those children were there to learn, not to die, then we need to be asking questions at that press conference. Exactly where did this guy get this weapon? What credit card did he use to buy it on? How expensive was that weapon? And so on and so forth. Because according to guns.com, that weapon's probably too expensive for an 18-year-old without a job and a bad attitude. So I have questions and they need answers. And then we should go back in through time and find out exactly what that loner did that had five friends on Instagram. Because that's the ones that they don't get. That's the ones that they get. They get the ones that don't have very many friends, and you can pitch a tent around just who this guy is. We don't know because he didn't have a lot of friends. We don't know. How did this guy who doesn't have a lot of friends get an AR-15 for $2,000? He ain't got no colleagues. He don't work. Come on, you guys. Let's start thinking here. Something's fishy. And I'm not trying to blame, you know, any local authority, government, whatever, for the way they responded or didn't respond or how much involvement they had or not. But I tell you what, I'm starting to really tread on the line of not having faith in anyone because it ain't looking cute. It looks weird. It looks strange. And no one's asking these bigger questions. They're not going, the people who have a lot of friends and followers are not really doing that stuff. It's always the lone person. It's weird. Come on, dude. It's weird. And I don't buy it. I don't trust man. I don't trust man. I trust no man but God because I'm starting to fail. And we sitting here watching all this programming. And what is it doing? Programming our brains. It's television. Get home and turn on the television so it can tell a vision. Tell you what to see, tell you what to think. Telling a vision is what television is. You get home to watch your favorite program so it can program itself. The news is programming itself into your brain. Wake up, people. And this ain't some new you woke show. This is logic talking here. And then the old okie dokie, let's blame these fake halfway hearted Bible thumping, wife beating, redneck Christians. Come on, they don't represent Christ Jesus. They don't represent God. They might take some theological points and thump them around because they have John 3:16 Bible knowledge. But are they in the spirit? Are they talking to Jesus outside of 1 hour a day on a week on Sundays? Are these people believers in Christ Jesus? Believers in God? Are they just practicing Christians because that's how they grew up? And it says, husbands, honor your wives, and wives, obey your husbands. And that means slap my TV dinner in there. And if you don't slap my TV dinner in there, by the time I get off work, I'm beating your ass. And I might rape my sister, who's my cousin, and have a baby, and then you now can't have an abortion because, yeah, the patriarchy wins, men rules. Like, what am I looking at here? What am I seeing? It is disgusting and disgraceful. America, wake up. In every other country that is, you know, looking over at America, this ain't it. It ain't it. It is not, we are not showing that we are leaders of any sort of free world. We're saying that it's disgusting, it's disturbing. This was a sacrifice, in my humble opinion. Whether that's to reform some gun laws, to get people to shout for gun change, to get the weapons ripped out of warm, law-abiding citizens' hands so that the government can have more control, or WEF conference is cooking up something hot that we shouldn't look at right now, but something's happening and I don't like it. That's not funny. It's an uncomfortable laugh, you know that. But this is true. Think about it in this manner. Right now, we have to wake up and understand this here one thing. That Jesus is coming, and Jesus is coming real soon. And no, I am not a pickup truck Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, that there is one way through the Father, and that's through the Son. And so I believe that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Yehosha, Joshua, whatever you want to call him, you know, back in the days, we watered down his name and call him Jesus. Now, because that's how, you know, some people can, you know, refer to it. But Jesus, yes, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that is our King, the one who came to sacrifice his life on the cross in order for us to understand that we were going to run into this problem in the future. We were going to run into people thinking that they were God, taking away people's lives, sin running rampant, chaos ensuing everywhere you look, you turn. If you read the Bible, this is already suggested. All this stuff was going to happen. So Jesus is like, I'm going to die for you guys so you guys can understand. If you believe in me, there is an afterlife that's way better than where you're going after. Because see, the hell was not made for human beings. It was made for Satan and his angels that got kicked out of heaven for thinking they wanted to do better than what God had going on. You know, that evil, spiteful, dirty, sycophant soot that I was talking about at the top of this episode. That no, not all human beings are inalienably kind and nice. There's some human beings that we might know personally that are just the darkest of the dark, demonic little creatures, and they walk amongst you. Some of them are in your family, even. Some of them are some of your, you know, associates. They don't want to see you do well. Think about how many times people look around, they don't want you to actually do well. They definitely don't want you to do better than them. You know, jealousy, envy, all that stuff still runs rampant on this earth. That's called evil. So call it what you will, good or bad. No one likes to use terms that hold them accountable, like evil, satanic, demonic, Satan, devilish stuff. That's what we're dealing with. Okay, I'm not going to be ultra religious. It's not my thing. I'm not that well versed in it, but I'm well versed in Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And I know one thing. If y'all don't understand this one thing right now, it's time for, and this is just my humble opinion, it's time to understand this, that Jesus is coming real soon, because they're messing with children, and children, touch not my children. There's a Bible verse that I just read today, and you know what? Children are off limits. Okay, it's not going to be good for the people that are harming children, and that's just the bottom line. So, do they need to be held accountable? Absolutely. Do we have a lot of questions? Absolutely. But I can't see any way cognitively out of, you know, getting the answers that I need other than there is some dark, devilish evil happening right now. And everybody has whatever they can call, whatever they like, what it is, what they do and how they do it. I'm going to call it the way I call it. And I'm saying that the devil is alive and kicking. And if you guys don't understand one thing, it's time to get saved. It's time to believe that Jesus died on that cross to save you from your sin. It's time to ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you in love. And it's time to ask God to, to make a way in heaven. I'm trying to get there. I don't know what y'all trying to do, what kind of middle ground you trying to go, or how many lives you coming back as, 18 lives. I don't know. Everybody believes what they want to believe. I'm not going to tell you to do anything other than what you're going to do. I'm just going to share for you what I believe. And the good news is that I feel like I know the way to get to the afterlife that I'm looking forward to being at, and that's in heaven. And if you want to look at, you know, some things, if you want to search around, you know, I always say search the Google, go onto YouTube and look at people's accounts for their experiences going to heaven or hell. There's tons of them. So, you know, if you believe in freaking Bigfoot, and if you believe in, you know, all the weird crap y'all believe in these days, well, what's the matter with believing in Jesus? There's nothing. It's just that word holds so much weight. It makes you afraid. Don't be afraid. Be afraid if Jesus comes and you stay still down here chilling. That's what I'm afraid of. So I'm trying to do my best to spread the good news and let y'all know, as long as I have a publication underneath my voice, is that Jesus is real. And this right here, the only way that I can see that, things are going to change and get better, is that if people start to humble themselves before God and man and stop being so jacked up, stop letting greed and money and hunger and all these vices that we have, whether it's social media or anything, like take over and make us feel like we're not worthy, we're not good enough, someone's better, so now I'm going to be mad, and now I'm going to be angry, and now I'm going to do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, practice witchcraft and try to make you lose it all, make you homeless, make you whatever. It's all going to whip around to that person, you know? Cheer people on, man. Cheer people on, even if you're not doing well. Cheer folks on, or don't say anything at all. But what we can't do is keep letting so much evil run rampant in the world, but definitely in the streets of America. This is crazy. This is wild. What could have made that young man feel so bad on himself that he needed to do something so devilish like that? Them parents had to stay in the parking lot while their children was getting murdered for 90 minutes. Oh, and see, the wrong one. I would have ran up in there. The police probably would have shot me because I would have ran up in there, because I'm reactive like that. My protective meter is always on 100. I don't like to see people being treated unfairly. It's a no. Find Jesus. Later.
This episode is brought to you by The Social Circle Vancouver. The Social Circle Vancouver is a group of Vancouver's finest socialites and social rejects.
Everyone's crawling out of a pandemic and getting back to life as normal. Come join us by following our Telegram at The Social Circle Vancouver. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.